Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
Take a trip to the mysterious land of Illyria, where nothing is quite what it seems, when Rubicon Theater Company presents the gender-bending romantic comedy, Twelfth Night, performed by the students of the Fearless Shakespeare Intensive Summer Program. Adapted and directed by critically acclaimed actor Joseph Fuqua, this hilarious tale of role reversal, unrequited love, and mistaken identity receives a darkly romantic steampunk reimagining. The production opens July 29th and runs for four performances only through July 31st. To purchase tickets, visit RubiconTheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I say welcome back because we've already been here for an hour. Christina, Tom, and of course now I'm so excited. We have Joni Fagan, one of the three blonde moms.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
Yeah, we had fun the other night. We went and watched Bad Moms, the premiere, and we were on the pink carpet. And
We were on the pink carpet.
Did they know I was coming because they put the pink carpet?
You totally matched. All I could see like was your head coming down. You were like camouflaged.
I love it. Too much fun. And I'm telling you, it was a fun movie.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was
fun.
We walked
into the premiere. But it was all good, you know? I love it. I had a great laugh. We laughed. So it was very fun. Anyways, I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. This is our second hour. And I know I talked to some of my winners out there and they're like, 6 o'clock. And so, you know, a lot of people start their day early. And a lot of people are like, how else can I listen to it? Well, let me tell you, we have a podcast that you can tune in on your smartphone. All you have to do is go to iTunes and then you go to The Kim Pagano and you search it and then you subscribe to it and then it downloads all of our shows. So definitely do that. Also, you can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and you can listen there. So there's lots of ways to do it. But when you do call in, what you want to do is get on our newsletter because then you find out all these great guests of mine and where they're performing or what they're doing or all the events that we have going on. And I'd love to share all those with you. So again, if you are just starting your day and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805, I'm Kim. I'm here with Christine. I'm here with Tom. And of course, Joni Fagan is in the studio with us.
Yay!
And she is nothing but funny, 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 I'm telling you. And she's one of the three blonde moms. Also, and she's actually got some of her shows coming up, and I'm excited to share those with you because we have tickets.
Yay!
And so I'm excited to send some of my listeners there. Also, we've got Jane Rubetta coming on, and of course, it's the heartbeat of a mom, okay, of a mother. It's all about moms,
aww,
you know? I love it.
That's
so
great.
So yeah, she's going to be joining this, and of course, that is all about encouragement for the the lifelong journey. And again, I do want to give out our phone number here. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. What you need to do is call in. Call in and let us know your name, your number, and your email, and what gift you're calling about, what event, what gift certificates, whatever we're talking about. We'd love to share those with you. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. So Tom, you want to talk about those?
We have some great gifts. Veggie Grill starts us off. They have a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Also, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Pete's Breakfast House. They have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce in town. 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. The Urbane Cafe offers healthy gourmet brunches located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And finally, everybody loves a donut, Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody of lots of events that are happening. Of course, today we've got the Chowder Fest, and that's their second annual one, and that is today from 3 to 7, located at Maritime Museum in the Channel Island. And then also we've got the Oxnard Salsa Festival, and that is happening today and tomorrow, 11 to 7. And we're going to find about the community dance for the community. Also, we've got the Metal Larks Service League's 29th annual A Taste of Camarillo, and that's the Wine Brew and Food Festival, and that's tomorrow, and that is from 1 to 4 unless you've got your VIP. And I want to give you a heads up on Wings Over Camarillo, and they're hosting their annual air show, and that's August 20th and 21st, and that's over at the Camarillo Airport off of Daly Drive. And I'd love to share all those tickets with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give also, some Rolling Pin Donuts. And I've got a dozen for you. And, of course, that is located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Call us, 805-419-0008. We always start our show with a little bit of motivation, and a happy mind is a happy life. And so if we could get our mind happy, we could actually get our life happy, and that's really how we hopefully start our day. Again, just tuning in with us, anybody right now, I do want to remind you to, like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also those are all chances to win. Also on our Facebook, there's lots of giveaways. I do want to remind everybody to, when you call in, ask to get our newsletter. That newsletter will tell everybody, about all of our amazing guests and everybody that's here. I also want to just talk a little bit about Christina Nepstead. She's been sitting in for the last couple weeks with me. I love your energy. I love you being here.
Thanks,
Kim. And, of course, her book is The Power Seat, Your Interview, Your Life, Your Success. And
thank you
so much for being here.
You're welcome.
I love it. Yeah.
It's a joy. I love spending time with you.
Oh, and ditto. So I'm so excited to be talking about Joni Fagan. She is in studio with us. And of course, we're going to be talking about her event that's coming up right now soon here in the Ventura County Festival. It's Laughter by the Sea.
Yes.
And you've got lots of shows coming up, and we've got tickets to them.
Ooh.
And of course, Friday, I'm just going to say Friday, but of course that would really not help, right? you just put Friday too. Okay, so.
Oh, is it the 6th and 7th?
Yeah, so it's the 6th and 7th, Friday 6th and 7th of August, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so I've got 8 o'clock tickets, and that is, of course, in the green room at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club right there. I've got a pair of tickets, and I'd love to give those away right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Joni, I met you years ago now.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Years ago, you were playing over at the Civic Arts Plaza. I had this huge woman's night, invited all of her things. In fact, I'm gonna try to get everybody together. So if you're a mom out there and you want to go to the show and you want to be like part of our ladies' night, call us right now. I'd love to get a whole big old group of women there.
Fine.
And we'll do that. Get out to some of these events because you guys are hilarious.
Aww.
It's funny, even watching the bad moms, you know, we're all moms. We're mm-hmm. all trying to do our best job. And so what would you say that the what's your position in Three Blonde Moms?
Oh, I'm sort of the perky mom, one crafting away from snapping. you know, I try and do it all. I've got the glue sticks, you know, I'm dizzy. And I'm the mom that walks outside the house and all the other moms run back in.
Yeah.
It's like I live on lattes and bedazzlers.
Oh, I love it. I know. She's
I try
hilarious.
And be Martha Stewart. It just never works out.
Oh, God. I love it.
I got to know, Joni, did you always know that you were funny?
I think that just like in high school and stuff, I knew that I always looked at everything from a different point of view. Like I would see the irony in something or I would see the comedy in something. And you know, this is when I was in school, it was pre-cell phone, pre-texting, uh-huh. pre-everything. So I would be a notorious note writer. I would write funny notes to my friends and, you know, you folded them like little footballs. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah.
And send them to the back of the class and little, they were like little comedy bombs. Like people would laugh at the other end of the class and they'd get in trouble and I'd go, hey.
Yeah. And, yeah. Do you know what I had? I think we said this the last time. One of my girlfriends that I've just actually caught back up with, she would make, you know, these funny faces, but when nobody was looking and I would be dying laughing and she'd be like, what is wrong with her? And I get
you
in trouble.
Right.
I'd be exactly. You know, Kim, you need to go out, sit till you can calm yourself down. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I try to come back in and she'd make one of those faces. And then I would be like, and they're like, don't come in yet. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to come in because she would just, make,
yeah.
And she would hide them, you know? Oh my God. I'm telling you, I love that.
I was like that in the back of the car with the siblings also. Like, I would, you know, start the instigate the little problems or whatever, and they'd get in trouble, you know.
And you would just be like, you know,
exactly.
Not Joni.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I am kind of known also face-wise, like Big Face Fagan. Like, if I ever audition for something, they're like, just bring it in, bring it in, bring it down, bring it in.
Really?
Yeah, because I have these goofy expressions. I'm making one right now. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to see it.
Picture it in your mind's eye.
I love it. I love it. Now, you have one daughter.
Yes, one daughter.
Is she funny like you?
She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She is actually pretty funny. She makes me laugh. You know, as a mom, you get used to a phase of the children, and then by the time you're used to it, it changes, right? And they evolve right before your very eyes. Mm-hmm. She's 15 now. And I am learning so much. And I'm always the mom because I'm kind of that perky mom. I'm the mom that the other moms buy tickets for to take them to Justin Bieber. Yeah, I'm the mom because I have the big SUV and they aren't exactly interested in going. Uh-huh. So they buy my ticket and then all the girls get in the car and I'm the mom that takes everyone to
the
concert.
You're the cool mom.
I guess I am the cool mom.
Yeah, the cool mom.
I am. And there's a high pitch in that car that I can't really explain.
Right.
That only dolphins can hear. When they're that excited about the Bieber fever. And so it's really great. Now, my daughter teaches me things like bae. Like she said, oh, you're bae. And I have to learn the lingo. Do you know what that is?
Bae?
No.
Bae? Oh, I have my daughter in the corner.
I know.
Thing she does.
Yeah. What is it? Before anyone else.
See? Like you have to know the code words.
Okay.
And you have to know if they're making fun of you. Like one time my daughter said, you dance almost as well as Drake. Now, see, your daughter's laughing because apparently he's known as like the worst dancer. And I was like, oh, I'm so flattered. Thank you. And then I found out later on they were all making fun of me. So you have to learn immediately what the code is, right? And what the humor is and stuff.
Oh, I love it.
She didn't know what Ryan Seacrest was on some TV show. Like he's got TV shows and DJ, whatever.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, he's also a DJ. And she said, my daughter, he's not a DJ. And I said, yes, he is a DJ. She goes, no, he's not. I go, do you know what DJ is? And she said, not really. It's, you know, they're at parties playing music. And I go, no, it's disc jockey. She goes, what is that? She goes, a disc, like a CD? It was just went on and on for like an hour. She didn't
totally
know.
We're disconnected.
Yeah.
Like
DJ is completely different
well,
now.
Well, that's like when I said my kids started listening to Frampton. And I was like, oh, you like Frampton? I have a bunch of records. And they're like, what are records? I'm like, you know, okay, so we are. It's like, yeah. you know, the next generation.
Totally. But yeah. turntables are popular again.
Now they are.
Yeah. Everything comes back yeah. eventually, doesn't
totally.
It?
Yeah. I should have kept my turntables.
I did.
But that
I did.
Been
did you really? I really did. Oh. Yeah. I'm talking about my mom being a hoarder. Okay, I still have mine, you know. Right, and I have right. my records because my kids didn't know what they meant. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
And Polaroid cameras are back.
Oh, that's true. That, right? Polaroid cameras.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
That is true.
They take them at the parties now. Yes. Like, so they'll have the pictures mm-hmm. right away.
Instantly, because the phone isn't instant enough.
Oh, right, I know.
Yeah.
And let me email it or text it to you. Oh, no, that's not fast enough. Here you go, you know.
Well, they funny? Like to wallpaper their room. They pin them all over the room, and it's fun. They're really bright and smart, and it's amazing how different it is than when I was like 15.
I know.
I think they're much more aware, right, you know, and right. sensitive to everything that's going on. It's
well,
awesome.
They're sensitive because, you know, I remember as kids, we were supposed to be seen and not heard, right?
Oh.
Yes. Okay. And now we're like, tell us what you feel. Oh, wait, you feel that way? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to, you know? So we're kind of giving a little mixed messages, I think, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right? true.
Yeah. I never thought about that. That is true.
Yeah. yeah
true.
Thank you, ladies. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's true. All I feel right. so good sitting next to you. I feel so much healthier because I say laughter is the best medicine, right?
And after the show, totally. People come up and they say, thank you. I needed that. It's like therapy, really.
Oh, my
when
God.
When you
yeah.
laugh for like 90 minutes,
yeah.
you feel, they say, oh, I'm renewed. I'm refreshed. Tomorrow I can start all over again. Sometimes people laugh so hard they cry because they're releasing.
It's releasing, yeah.
yeah.
God, I love it. Okay, so how and when did you get into comedy? Like, I mean, how did you create... First of all, Three Blonde Moms.
Oh, well, my daughter's birth was my muse, really. I always wanted to do comedy. I ended up going to USC, and I got a journalism degree, and I got a political science degree. So my dad always said, get something to fall back on. So I'm using that now.
Same, yeah, that's why I do hair.
Oh, you know? Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, so I can always do hair.
Right. It's it actually came in handy over time because I'm writing press releases for the show and doing bios and setting up interviews and stuff. So it all came full circle. Anyway, I was at the Groundlings for a couple years. I was at Harvey Limbeck's comedy workshop. I had a few parallel things going. You know, I'd be in school and then I'd take private coaching and then I started auditioning. But stand-up was more immediate. You know, like auditions, sometimes you have to have 30 auditions before you get to work. And stand-up, I could make, you know, a set time and show up and have a creative outlet. So you'd wait online for like 2 hours at the Laugh Factory to get 5 minutes. And then once you got 5 minutes, I was pretty peppy, as we know. So they asked me to MC a lot, and I got more stage time. And then I went on the road with headliners who had me open for them and got more stage time.
So you did your time.
I did my time.
And I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I mean, I really feel like, yeah.
Good
you
one,
have
Kim.
To do your seat time.
Yeah. And you almost have to just love it so much because it's so hard, you know, just, and then the traveling begins. Mm-hmm. So every decade, it seems like something else happened. Like the first decade, I would do clubs and then I did colleges and you'd have to do an hour. And I'd land in St. Louis and do 35 shows, like, in 35 days.
Oh,
it was
my God.
Intense,
wow.
But the
did
money
you
was good.
Ever, yeah, did you ever get up there and, I mean, obviously, do you still get nervous?
If there's, you know what's funny? It's I get nervous, at, like, if there's a showcase sometimes, but if friends and family are right in the front row, that makes me nervous because I go on. And they know me so well. It's like, I'm in my living room.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have bad memories of my living room performing because I used to think I might be able to sing. And I learned early on that was not going to happen. Like I would trap my family, you know, leaving on a jet plane. And then, no, we're leaving.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, that was bad.
I love it.
But anyway, yeah, it was fun. It was just doing it over and over again. And you get better and better. And I just love telling stories of my life. Had my daughter. Started talking about being pregnant or having a baby, and people really started listening. And I thought it'd be fun to have a show with two other moms completely different than me. And that's how it began 13 years ago.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Joni, stay with us because we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about obviously your performance that are coming up, and I'd love to give some tickets away for the Ventura County Festival, Laughter by the Sea, to go see that. Is it just going to be you, or is it three blonde moms?
I'm only here this on Friday and Saturday. It's just me. It's my solo act.
Okay.
And then, but in the fall, I will be here locally.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We have something in it, or Agora or Ventura.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll talk about it. But anyways, I love what you do. I think it you just, all of you do such a great job. You do a great job. I love being around you. And like you said, oh my God, are you wiping your makeup
kind
off?
Of,
yeah, I know.
You're
I know.
Hilarious.
So anyways, I've got some tickets for August 6th and 7th. And of course, we've got the Green Room at the Ventura Harbor. We've got Copacabana. And of course, that's at the Ventura Harbor. Call us right now. I'd love to share these tickets with everyone. And of course, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to say you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We've been here since 6 o'clock. We've got a great show for you. And we just had Suzanne Hughes just walk in with us. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how good afternoon. She's a little late, even though it's Saturday morning. I love it because she just walked in later than us, right? So, yeah.
And I'm taking the fifth.
There. Anyways, well, I'm so excited to have you on our show. And we've been hearing a little bit about you, Joni's told us, and I'm so excited to share your journey and of course Joni's journey, and of course we've got lots of stuff that we're talking about, so I'm really excited. We were talking about with you, Joni, mm-hmm. of can you really, what was your question, how did you put it,
can you teach somebody how to be funny?
Yeah, can you really teach somebody how to be funny?
I think everyone's funny. Don't you yeah. think so, Suzanne?
In their own.
Well, I think you're funny. I think I'm funny. And other people, not so much.
Yeah. I love it.
I think my timing is internal. I think that comes more natural.
Yeah.
But I think that you can teach people to be funny because we all go through the same things.
Well, you know, I think when... I don't think of myself really as funny, although it's, I mean, there's things that I say that people like start laughing, you know. I mean, the other day I walked in and one of the doctors was really tan and I said, oh, did you just get back from vacation? He goes, no, I've been in the office. I go, well, is that a suntanning light? You know, I mean, he's like, and he died laughing. I'm like, I didn't really think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of have like a dry sense of humor on some ways,
totally.
Right? But do you go off of a dry or do you have to figure out what it is that you're talking about?
Usually at this point, if I report and tell a story, it's like I kind of can feel that it's going to resonate with people.
Now, have you ever been up on stage where it doesn't?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'll tell you
how do you get out of that? Or how do you just, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to say this. Thank God it hasn't happened in a really long time, but you know, I'm a hair therapist, right?
Oh,
and
that's
I go, okay, so do you love it? Not so much. I'm like, well, okay, let's talk through this. You know, I think that's how I got into hair therapy. No.
Joni, I'm stunned that has happened to you. I thought it just happened to people like Chris Rock. And
No, it's happened to me. And the hair therapy thing, this is so funny. This is true stories. And then you just put a spin on it. I tried to cheer myself up. Like after I had my daughter, I was a little chubby and I'm still carrying the baby weight, but that's another story. And
how old is she?
15.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Okay,
I'm pacing myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to get dizzy or anything.
Oh, God, I love it.
Around 20, I think I'll be svelte.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I went to a salon to get more blonde highlights, you know, and I got the new girl, and she put those foils in, and I smelled something burning. And I was thinking, oh, she's having lunch in the back.
Oh,
and I
God.
Think it's Cajun. So later on, I got in the car, I turned on the air conditioner, and my hair blew off like a dandelion.
God.
That is a true story.
Oh,
and I, because it was just flying off all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my. She kind of burnt it, right?
She kind of burnt it. Yeah. So oh, I looked like a little chicken for a while.
So, did you have crispy hair like someone we know that's running for president?
Oh,
did I say that?
Oh. Anyway, so yes. Maybe same stylist. So, anyway, it was really just reporting what just actually happened to me.
Right.
It was like I really talked about what was happening and people could relate. Everyone's had like a weird experience,
yeah,
you know, in the salon or wherever.
But you know what I love is you can make light of some really bad things in your life. And I think that's really what comedians do. You talk about your life, right?
True. Yeah.
In a lot of ways. I mean, you hear people, you know, maybe they're, you know, they've gone through a hard time and so they turned it around. And I guess that's kind of like my show, The Brighter Side. They just make it comedy. No, right? You know?
Totally.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I took my daughter on a trip last summer and I was the only parent that went. It was all teenagers and me and two teachers. And we were in Europe. It was an educational, very affordable sort of situation. But eventually, they kind of made me like in charge of everybody because the teachers wanted to have a glass of wine. And it was really bizarre. But
are you sure you weren't trying out for bad moms?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I was the good mom. I ended up being the leader with the little flag. Follow me.
God,
I didn't know where I was going.
Oh, God.
But I had to go to the bathroom like all the time because I'm older, you know. And so they kept, eventually, they stopped asking who has to go. They would just look at me on the bus. Joan?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God.
So that was my experience there and everything.
It.
But it was fun.
Question. And then we're going to talk with Suzanne Hughes.
Suzanne is a personal hero of mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
seriously.
Yes, she's told me that. How do you balance being, you know, a full-time comedian, a full-time mother, and of course, you know, a philanthropist?
Oh, yeah. I love doing charity and fundraising. And that's another thing Suzanne and I have in
common.
And
I do, too. I
love
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
50%
no.
of what I do now is fundraising and charity just because
you
I lift spirits.
And, yeah.
Totally. I was just here at the, I think it was the Four Seasons for a cancer benefit.
That's right. I couldn't go to that one, but
Beaumont
yes.
in my
yes.
show, and I did, you know, donated our time and our talent for cause and just... That makes you feel richer than anything when you leave, you know?
I
and
love
it just
it.
Felt great to be able to lift spirits like that. Anyway, I balance, first of all, when I first started and I didn't have a child, I could travel freely. And that's where I really got my stage legs. When I had my daughter, the first couple years, I could kind of take her with me into certain places. Then she was at an age where it was really fun to take her with me because I would work in Washington, D.C. for a couple weeks in the summer. My show was other moms. We would take our kids. We'd have a show at night. And then we'd be in Washington, D.C., you know, and then I donated my show for Save the Tatas on a cruise. And it was during, So I got a cruise for a week. And my daughter was out of school that week. So on the cruise she went. So it really just balances itself out. And she gets extra perks. She's been to lots of different states already. I worked in Sacramento. I took her to the state capitol. So I really blend it all together. So it really benefits her, you know.
Yeah.
And That's it works so out. And I don't travel as much now. I try, you know, she's 15 and I want to be there as much as I can.
Okay, so talk to us about your husband. Where does he come in all of this stuff?
That's a very good question. Can someone talk to me about my husband?
I love it.
Well, it's a long story. He's great. We'll be married 20 years October 5th.
And does he think you're funny?
And we've lived together for 5. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I heard that joke, you know, somebody was having their 40-year anniversary, and they're like, how did you stay so married? Well, I'm going back to pick her up.
I think when you travel 3 weeks a month, it's like you really newlyweds over and over.
Exactly. Oh, God,
but,
I love it.
Yeah, so I only do my theater show like once a month, you know, and we'll fly out for a night and then come back, which is awesome. And then locally, I try and do as much work as possible. And, you know, for like a decade, I did commercials and I was on the Drew Carey Show and movies. And every decade seems to offer up different things. So.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, I'm so excited for you to be here again. I've got tickets for all your shows. I'm telling you, all of men, ladies, whoever you can get out there, definitely get out there. And of course, that is August 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday night, right here in Ventura. I'd love to send you there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Suzanne Hughes, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm a little bit funny. It's good to be here with some funny girls because it always lightens your day when you can laugh. Someone once said to me that every time you laugh is like a mini vacation.
It
jingles with your body. It's just like it's good for you. I think it's actually healthy for you.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love to hang out with my funny friends. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you have to be friends with the serious, you know, life things that happen to all of us. But at the same time, when you go out and you can have a really good laugh with friends, you said it perfect. I mean, you can just feel so light. And like the other night, I was like, yeah, where do we go? We only walked across the street like 10 times. I was like, we lost weight and we had laughed. It was a winner.
That's true.
You know?
Yes. Then we got to jog on the inside.
I know. There you go. So.
Well, I have a video series exercise. It's called Take 10 to a Better You. And so you guys were pretty much following my recipe.
I'm glad.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
For good health. You know, I like to take things in small bites. And my videos are Take 10 to a Better You. And I notice, Kim, that you're like a little
petite
yes, like me.
Yes, I know.
And, you know, so you're talking about comedy earlier, and I think that I developed my sense of comedy because you avert being beat up. If you can make someone laugh, then they're not going to, like, punch you in the face.
Yeah, and you know what?
So funny.
That is true, but the other thing is, why do you want to go there? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, I always say you have a couple minutes to sit in Pity City and then you move on. Okay. So, totally. You know, I might have like that sad moment. Something, you know, is really hard in my life. I'm like, okay, I don't want to push down my feelings. I want to deal with them. I want to walk through them. But I only have, you know, I'm not going to live there. I'm not going to stay there.
Yes.
Because life's too short.
And Suzanne, you
pardon the pun again.
Me. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are so cute. She's another blonde mom. She's another blonde mom, too. You reminded me the bullying thing, though. Junior high school, when I was going to get bullied, I was getting bullied. Like this one girl, I would make her laugh. That was like almost like my weapon or something.
Exactly.
I would make her laugh so hard, she'd stop. She'd be laughing so hard that she couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Bully me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I had a friend in 7th grade and she says she was new to the school and she said people were picking on her and she says once she started hanging around me, they stopped because they have that sarcastic wit, you know. If someone's going to be mean-spirited, I'll come back with something funny and light and they'll just go,
they have nowhere to go.
So it is like a weapon, but you use it for joy and make people laugh.
Yeah.
So I know you're not going to bring up Herbalife, so I will. Okay. Did she just fall off her chair or what? Right?
Stock is at $67. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I got to make a call.
I love it.
And we were the first people to come out with omega-3 fatty acids. In 1985, we were called names and stuff like that, like snake oil salesmen. And little do we know that omega-3s are the cornerstone for our body's function.
Wow.
So we took a lot of hits for being pioneers.
Aww. Well, you know, the beginning of anything is rough. I mean, it really is. Yeah. And you have to believe in yourself. And so many people, you know, you start something. I remember when I started this radio show, people were like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And I was like, because I believe in the brighter side of life. I really believe in surrounding myself. And so 8 years later, here I am. And I believe in it. I believe in what I do. And you have to believe in yourself and what your journey is all about. And obviously, you know,
yeah,
look at where you are today.
Good health. I didn't have a very good upbringing. So I kind of knew that I had to take care of my body and take care of it because no one was doing that for me. And I started taking vitamins early. So when I was introduced to Herbalife, I immediately had a good run with it for, you know, decade because it fit right into my taking vitamins and good nutrition.
Yeah, wow. Yay. Very good.
And here it is still going strong at $67. I mean, $67 per share. It was started in 1983, and I entered in 1985.
Wow.
Sometimes we're ahead of our time.
Yeah.
And you just have to go along with the ride. You
yeah,
know?
I seem like I'm behind, like I'm like on the small bus, the slow bus, and then all of a sudden I kind of get go with my passions.
Yeah.
And then I end up, you know, being the first one, and then other people follow.
Right. And now you said you have a workout thing too?
Yes.
Where do I sign up? Right. You know, what's funny is I started doing portion control. Oh my God. You know, like you said, little small bites. I must have been taking big bites. I don't know. But, you know, the small bites, you know, we don't realize how much we eat. We were actually like one of our last guests is psychological nutrition. And, you know, when you write it down or when you're really monitoring your life, you kind of figure it out. So. Yeah.
Well, I like to take things in small bites because I don't know if it's just me, but I get overwhelmed if I put a giant goal in front of my face. And so I just break everything up into small bites, just like the China wall was built with little stones.
Little chips, right?
You know,
yeah,
appear.
I always, Kate, just if you have a mountain in front of you, which sometimes we do, mm-hmm. You just keep chipping away. You just keep chipping away.
Right.
So I do want to bring on our next guest, mm-hmm. and I'm so excited if you would all stay with us. And again, it is Jane Rubietta, and her book is Heartbeat of a Mother, and it's encouragement for the lifelong journey. And Jane, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
Excellent. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about who you are and why you wrote this book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I live in the Midwest in the Chicago area. I'm a full-time writer, speaker. This is actually my 19th book.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Good for
Yay.
You. That's amazing. I'm still trying to get my first one off the ground here, you know? So I need to talk to you.
Yeah, let's talk sometime.
There you go. But you start off right out by suggesting that no family and no mothers are perfect. And why does so many feel that they need to be?
Well, you know, when you look at that tiny baby, you just think, oh my gosh, everything depends on me. You know, this is a huge responsibility. There's so much life and health and well-being of these tiny babies, and it's all up to me. And if I mess up, oh my gosh, I mess everything up. I mess them up, you know. And I think we recognize that there's a lot at stake immediately. Mm-hmm. So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves that way, but also I think we compare ourselves to how other people look and how their families look, and we think, oh, they look really awesome.
From the outside, right?
Exactly.
I know. It's funny, okay, because Joni, and I've got Joni and Suzanne and Christina and, of course, Tom and myself here, and Joni and I just went to the premiere for Bad Moms, right? Is that what it's called? Bad Moms. And, oh, my gosh, you know, and it's funny because everybody's like, Bad Moms. I'm like, no, it's actually a good thing, right? Because you're not perfect. We aren't all perfect, and we give ourselves permission because there are people in our lives that want to put us down. And you know what? It's our job to say we're perfect the way we are. I mean, did you get that message from that? It's almost like,
yes.
It's empowering to be real and authentic in our lives.
Yeah, and the more you talk about it, the more you realize other people are going through the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, we're normal. I always say it's just like a same body with a different face, you know? And we all come in different sizes and different, you know, but it's, you know, I mean, your situation, that's why I love sharing and having, you know, different people's stories, because you find out that you're not really alone. And so many of us are embarrassed by things that we've gone through or things that have happened in our life that maybe are totally out of our control. And yet at the same time, you know, it's like, oh God, I didn't deserve this. You didn't, but what did you learn from it? And how do you stand up tall from that? And that's what life's all about. So I love, you know, where we're going with your book. Now, why do you choose hope for hope as the first attribute to write about?
Well, I think it's got to be the bedrock of parenting. And I think it's partly because you cannot quantify hope, but you also can't quantify parenting. As we try to do that, you can't do demographics when it comes to our children, our own abilities, but you just can't do that for hope either. And I think as parents, we have to find it has to be because of something outside of ourselves that our kids are going to be okay. We desperately have got to have some sort of hope that, you know, for instance, God is surely bigger than our faults and our failures and loves our kids and things, you know, things are in control. They just don't look like it from our standpoint.
Right, right. And do you think that a lot of mothers isolate themselves within their families and their needs and their schedule? To me, you know, why would they have a commercial that says you need to put your oxygen on? Isn't that something we know? But no, because we're busy taking care of everybody else and we buy the time. Oh, by the way, I guess I need to put my own on. Correct?
Yeah. That's certainly true. And we do isolate ourselves within our own families. Even when we are, you know, working full time, we're out in the workforce, we're out in the world a lot. But when it comes to our families, you know, we keep all of that very personal and in private. We don't really want other people to know how messed up we are or how many questions we have or what we really don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Now, you write, to be accepted and loved is the universal cry of our hearts, yet we live with a glass half empty mentally. And how do we fix that?
I think if it helps if we recognize that our kids also have that glass half empty, and that the universal cry of everybody's heart is to be deeply loved. And if we can come to grips with that and realize none of us can love perfectly, but we can all love well, that helps a whole lot. And again, to go back to this, there's got to be this higher power who is working through all of this with us. We've got to be deeply loved outside of ourselves, or we're just in trouble.
Mm. Suzanne?
You know what I think? I think that a mother's love and a parent's love is you put your child first, and I think that's the way the Creator made it, because a mother is there, she doesn't think to put on her mask first because she's worried about her child, and that is what has kept the species going, in my humble opinion, and that's that greater love for someone other than you. And women have to step back and say, well, what about me? Because we get to live long lives, and if you forget about yourself for, you know, your child should be on their own, like in their 20s.
Yeah, you give them wings to fly,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Roots and to grow, yes. Wings to fly.
There you go. And at the same time, we need to remember to fill our own cup, because if you have nothing left in there, you have nothing to give.
That's the whole point of the show, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You have
is.
To take care of yourself so you can take care of everybody else.
And that is really it. That is really it.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a really quick break. Jane and Suzanne, Christina and Joni and Tom, will you all stay on with me? Because I'd love to continue with this conversation. And again, Joni, say something funny.
Oh, I'm a size 2.
I love it. All right. Again, I do want to remind everyone of that you are listening to The Brighter Side of Life right here. And I'd love to share some tickets. I've got tickets to Caneo Players Theater. I've got tickets to Elite. And I've got tickets to Rubicon. call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to share my tickets to all these great, amazing theaters, and I'd love to do it right now. Call in. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and when, and which one you're calling about. And you know, we're going to throw on Joni's comedy tickets for the August 6th and 7th on that too. So if you are interested in going to any of those, I'd love to share that with you. Call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and which one you're interested in, or if you're interested in all of them, and one of the team members will get back with you. Again, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back. We're having a party here this morning, Saturday morning here. And of course, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And gosh, we've got lots of beautiful women in here. And of course, one handsome man. Tom's like, okay, Kim. Anyways, we are talking right now with Jane Rubietta. And of course, we're talking about Heartbeat of a Mother. We're talking with Joni. And of course, we've got her show coming up. And there's lots of stuff coming up, and I want to share them all with you. I just want to go over really quick the Chowder Fest today at 3 to 7, and that's over at the Maritime Museum, Channel Islands, the Oxnard Salsa Festival today and tomorrow, 11 to 7. And then we've got a Taste of Camarillo Wine Brew and Food Festival, and that is, of course, tomorrow at 1 o'clock to 4, unless you've got VIP tickets. And then, of course, we've got coming up Wings Over Camarillo, and that is August 20th and 21st. I've got tickets to all of them, and I'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, of course, we've got Joni Fagan here, one of the three blonde moms. And of course, we're talking about the Ventura County Festival. And of course, that's Laughter by the Sea. And we've got tickets to August 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday night. And I've got tickets to go see her. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. And I'd love you to join us there. And again, call in at 805-419-0008. That is 419-0008. We're all the way here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And we're so glad that you made us your
your choice. Again, we've got Jane Rubietta with us here, and we're talking about the heartbeat of a mother. Jane, tell us again, why did you write this book?
Largely because I haven't been, I'm not the perfect parent. I've had hugely discouraging journeys as a mom, but you know, you look back, there's so much you wish you could change that you did wrong or you could improve on. But then I speak around the world, and it didn't matter if I was in the Philippines or Japan or Spain, or Canada or America, the moms have the same, they carry the same sort of weight, whether they're 82 or 22. Mm-hmm. And there are women who are still reeling from loss or regret or if only, and they're in their, you know, they're octogenarians. And I look at that and I think we have to give all of us hope, because mothering never ends. It goes on and on. And even if you lose a child, you are still a mother.
Yes.
You just don't have a child to love and to hold on to anymore. And so I wanted to address all ages and all seasons of the mothering journey. So this book is actually, it's a 6-week, like you can use it in a book club, but it's also a daily reader. So you can just read it every single day just for hope and healing. And some of it, you laugh, and hopefully, you know, maybe they'll be crying, but also there's just healing.
Wow, I love it. I'm going to read something right here. Heart work. Take some deep breaths and let your heart do its work. Wait in the stillness, listening to your heartbeat, listening to your heart. Fatigue. Where is your exhaustion? Turn that turmoil into prayer. When each weary thought appears, say, God, hear my prayers. If it comes back, breathe again and say, God, hear my prayers. God will hear and give rest. Wait and let rest sleep into your soul. You know, there's so many times that as moms, we get so anxious about what our kids are going through or what, you know, what's happening in our family. And we have to just kind of take that from within. And so I love that. I love that. And now, so these are just really encouragement all the way through. Now, where do you get all of your encouragements?
Personal stories, anecdotes from other people's lives, and the scriptures.
I love it. I love it. Where do we find your book?
You can get it at my website, Kim, janerubietta.com, and you can get it at largely any online retailer, and it's possible that it's in some of the local bookstores. That would be nice.
There you go. I know. We got to support our local bookstores. Let me ask you a question. If you, and are you a mom, obviously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many children do you have?
Three
children. Okay. So, if you could leave us with like three great tips about the brighter side of life, what would this be?
Oh, well, for one thing, you're a wonder. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hold on to that truth. That is absolutely true, and may your soul know it very, very well. Also, your failures are not going to be fatal. You're going to come back from that. So hold on to that truth too. And also, learn to laugh. Just learn to laugh through the mistakes and just the traumas that do inevitably happen. Figure out ways to laugh, because there is healing in laughter.
And you know, it's so funny that you're saying that. Everybody's pinching, you know, Joni right now. Joni, I don't know if you've ever heard Three Blonde Moms, but she is a comedian. And of course, she's here with us today. And we were talking about laughter is your best medicine. You know, gosh, it's almost like sometimes you walk in, you know, I've been doing like emceeing and stuff, and I walk in there and I'm like, okay, let me just have this really good time. It is what it is, right? You know, it's so funny. My husband said that for so long, and I'm like, it isn't what it is. You have to make who you are. And then now I'm like, it is what it is. It's like, he's like, but I've been telling you, well, it didn't mean anything when you were saying it. When I finally said it, it meant something. You know, it's funny how you fall into, you know, but you have to, because we can't be anything else. This is the person that God made us. This is a transportation that we've been put in, and why not look and make it the best.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I love that. Well, again, Jane, always a pleasure talking to you. Please share our show with everyone. And I hope that my listeners pick up a heartbeat of a mother. And I thank you for writing your book.
Well, thank you, Kim, and thank you all. It was fun to be with you.
Thank you so much. All right. All right. We are, we've got a little bit of time left, and I want to just talk to all of you again and just kind of reiterate, one, what are we going to find at your show?
Oh, well, next week is the Ventura Harbor Comedy Festival, and it's called Laughter by the Sea.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm actually there Friday and Saturday night.
And that is, of course, August 5th and 6th. I think we were off a day, but 5th and 6th,
yeah,
right?
But yeah. The festival is all week.
That's right.
And there's many, many more comics than myself on the same show as
And
all week long. It's a really, really fun festival.
That's right.
And I've done it a couple times before, and it's great.
There you go.
And then, and my Three Blonde Moms See How They Run show will be here in the fall somewhere. You can check the website, threeblondemoms.com.
There you go.
The number three, not the word three.
Yes.
If you do the word three, you'll find a whole different set of moms. Some moms have a little more spare time.
I love it. All right.
JoniFagan.com.
There you go. Yeah. Joni, always a pleasure.
Thanks.
I love what you do. Suzanne, where can we find out more about you and what you do?
Well, you can go to my website. It's called rollermax.com, and it's a new product that I gifted you today, which
I know.
hope will change your life.
Yeah, and tell us a little. We've got a little bit of time. Just tell us, so where do we find those?
You can go to rollermax.com, and they're designer rollers. I started my company in 2001.
Not rollers that you put in your hair. They're rollers for your back. I just want to make sure, because people can't see them right now. Right?
Yeah, yeah, but if you like those colors, they kind of look like that.
I
know. They're kind of reddish pink.
Yeah, I love the red, too. And the blue is perfect for you, Tony.
Yeah, the blue is a little bit more firmer. They're like designer foam rollers.
Oh, so the colors are different?
Yes, they
are.
One is more,
right? Yeah.
One is more dense, and one is more firm. And you roll on it. You take 10. All you moms out there, you take 10 for you at the end of the day. If you put it off, you put it off. You take 10 at the end of the day, which means you go on the floor, you put out, you get on your roller max, and you roll out all the tension of the day.
Oh,
it sounds like
God.
A panacea.
I'll be right back. No,
try it. You will love it.
Wow. All right. And Christina.
Yes.
Get you on here. Okay. Hello. Where can we find your book? And this has been so much fun always being with you. And of course, your book. Tell everybody how they can find you.
Thank you, Kim. I've had such a good time here. Okay. It's The Power Seat. You can go to my website, ChristinaNepstead.com, or you can go to Amazon.com and find it there.
Yeah.
So we're having a lot of fun with the book. We're trying to roll it out in the military, colleges, and it's just a lot of fun. Very fulfilling.
I think we're all so in line with each other. We're just really helping, you know, everyone have their best life. That's what my show is all about. And I love the guests that I always have on my show. Thank you all for joining us. Tom, thank you for putting up with us. And of course, all my listeners out there, thank you so much for always being here with us. I want to make sure that you go and have an amazing weekend and go do something nice for yourself. And again, I'm going to end our show with a moment of happiness. That is happiness to be dissolved into something complete and great. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805, and I'll talk to you later.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.